Zog de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht is Chal, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Ramgamil says, first we'll teach the words of the Mishnah, and we'll go back and try to explain the Yosef Shem Yisbarach. Ramgamil says, Shalosh Arotzais Lechala, there are three different lands which have different halachas in regard to Chal. The Eretz Yisrael Vat Kaziv, from Eretz Yisrael until Kaziv, meaning the entire Eretz Yisrael, all the way up until Kaziv. There's a strip of land that goes from on top of Akko till Kiziv, and that's on the top of Eretz Yisrael, on the north of Eretz Yisrael. Even the early Babel, the Eden that came up from Babel during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they took over that land. So Chala Echas. There you give only one Chal. Give one Chal, give it to the Kayan, he eats it when he's tar. The second area is Mekiziv v'ad hanor v'ad amon shteichas. We'll soon go back and explain. I just want you to get the taich of the words of the Mishnah. Mekiziv v'ad hanor v'ad amon shteichas. This means like this. In the area of Kiziv, which like I told you is a strip that's on the top part of Eretz Yisrael and the north of Eretz Yisrael. So you have to break this sentence into two. Mekiziv v'ad hanor, if I'm traveling northward, I'm in Arkoy, I continue to travel up the strip toward Kiziv. If I were to turn right, east, toward the river, from Kaziv toward the river, that's Mekaziv Adanar. Or, traveling up northward, I would turn left. I would turn to the west, toward Amana, the mountains of Amana. In this area, Shtei Chalais, they separated two Chalais. Achas Le'ar, one is burnt in the fire, because the mice of this area is Tameh. It's considered outside Eretz Yisrael. In the time of Bayis Rishon, it was in Eretz Yisrael. When Yeshua came, when the Oilei Mitzrayim came, they were Mekadeshit. But this Tana holds that that Kedusha left by the Churban. And in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have this here. They were not Mekadesh this area right and left of Kiziv. So there we give two Chalas. Achaz La'ar, one is to be burnt in the fire, because it's Tameh. The Achaz La'kayin, one is given to the Kayin. And that's only so that people should understand that we only burnt the first one in the fire because of Tumah, but really you're supposed to give Chalas to the Kayin. Shel or the first one that's burnt in the fire, yesh l'shir, that has a minimum shir. Shel kayin, the one you're giving to the kayin, ain l'shir, there's no minimum shir. Viter, says the Mishnah. Min ha-nohar, there's some different gersas over here, but this is the gersa of the Batanura. Min ha-nohar, u-min ha-mono u-lefne. In other words, again, I'm in Akko, I travel up to Kaziv, I turn right, I go to the river. More east than the river, if I turn right. Or, back to Akko, I go up to Kaziv, I turn left, and I go to the mountains of Amana. More west than the mountains of Amana. Min Hanar, u-min Amana. Either to the east, I've passed the river, either to the left, I passed the mountains of Amana. That's what it means with Lefnim. Over there, Shtei Chalais, there are two Chalais, also two Chalais. But over here, Achaslar, one is to be burnt in the fire, the Achaslakayin, one is to be given to the Kayin. So far, it's the same. Why is that different than the area from Kaziv until the river, or from Kaziv till Amana? Well, here's the difference. Shel Ar, the one with the fire, ain't la shir. The one with the fire has no minimum shir. Before we said the one with the fire is the one with the shir. Here we're saying, no, the one with the fire doesn't have a shir. The Shel Kayin, yesh la shir, the one you give to the Kayin, that does have a minimum shir. Again, we still have to explain. Just want you to be familiar with the words. The Mishnah concludes by saying, Utful Yain. And here we're still talking about this area, more east of the river. In other words, I travel from Akko to Kaziv, I turn east, I get to the river, and I continue going past the river. Or I travel from Akko to Kaziv, I turn left, I turn west to Amana, and I continue traveling past Amana. In this third area, Utful Yom Achle, the din is a Kayan who is a Tful Yom. A Tful Yai means a Kayan who already toiveled himself from his Tumah. We still have to see what type of Tumah, but he's waiting for the sun to set. Eichla, he can eat the Chala in this area. Rabbi Yaisi is even more lenient. Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer ain't a Tzarach Tvila. Doesn't need Tvila in order to eat Chala outside of Eretz Yisrael. Not only is a Kayan who toiveled himself and is waiting for the sun to set, not only can he eat Tumah like the Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yaisi says, he doesn't even need Tvila. Even before he toiveled himself. Now back to the sheet of the Tanakhama. The Asura Lezavim V'Lezavais. Chala that I was mafresh outside of Eretz Yisrael. The part that you give to the Kayan. It's Asur for the Kayan who is a Zav. or a woman kind who is a zava or a nida, la yaldis, or a woman that had a baby and she's tummy for a certain amount of time, it's also for them to eat the challah. And finally, the Mishnah concludes by telling us that although challah in Eretz Yisrael has certain isurim, for example, you can't sit down and have lunch with your friend who's not a kayan. He can't eat his tuna fish sandwich and you can't eat your challah at the same table, even though you're a kayan. We're scared he may, by mistake, eat from your challah. You also are not allowed to give the challah of Eretz Yisrael to someone, even a kayan, but you know he's not careful with eating chulin, even chulin, when it's not tamei. But this challah is different. The challah outside Eretz Yisrael, the nechelis and mezar l'shulchan, it can be eaten by a kayan along with a non-kayan at one table. If you're a kayan, you can sit down with this challah outside of Eretz Yisrael and you can eat it together with your friend who's not a kayan and is eating his tuna fish sandwich or whatever else he's eating. V'nitanis l'chal kayan, you can give it to any kayan, even someone who's not necessarily careful to eat chulin when it's tar. Okay, that was just the taich of the words. Let's go back and try to explain Bez Hashem, because this is a very, very aside, this is the commission. When Yeshua came and took over Eretz Yisrael, he gave Kiddusha to the land. They were Mekadosh the land. That's called Kiddusha Rishayna. There's a machloikis of Tanoim and Amirayim, whether that Kiddusha stayed or that Kiddusha was lifted when the Yidden left Eretz Yisrael during the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash during Churban Bayis Rishon. The town of our Mishnah holds Kiddusha Rishayna Batla. Then they came back from Golis during the days of Ezra to rebuild Bayis Sheni. The Yidden once again took Chazak of the land, but not on every piece of land that Yahushua was able to take. This second Kiddusha is called Kiddusha Shnia. And here too there's a machloikis whether or not it became batal after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the Yidden went into Golis. The town of our Mishnah holds that Kiddusha Shnia loy batla, that Kiddusha stays. So right now, to this day, the Kiddusha that the Oilei Bavel, that the people who came up from Bavel, gave to Eretz Yisrael, that's still there. So basically, when we talk about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about three sections. The area that both the Oilei Mitzrayim, those that came up from Mitzrayim, and the Oilei Bavel, and those that came up from Bavel, were able to take back and give Kiddusha to, that's regular Eretz Yisrael. It's Tahar there. You give one challah. That challah goes to a kayan who's tar, and he eats it, like truma. Even in the sections that don't have Kiddusha today, the sections that the early Mitzrayim that had Kiddusha during the times of Yeshua but don't have Kiddusha now, as well as beyond that, that the sections that never had Kiddusha, that's totally chutz la'aretz, even there Chazal saw a reason to be misaken giving challah. Purpose being that the mitzvah of challah should not be forgotten. However, in each of the three sections, there are different halachas. So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, let's start the Mishnah again. Shalosh Aratzis are three different areas, l'chala when it comes to chal. Me'eretz Yisrael v'yad Kiziv, that means the whole northern border of Eretz Yisrael, that the early Bavel did take chazaka of until Kiziv. Chala achas, you only separate one chala. It's tahar, the area is tahar, you give it to the kayan eats it, there's no need for a second chala. So I don't understand. You told me something before about Akai and a strip on top of Akai. What does that mean? The Oilei Bavel took over the whole width of Eretz Yisrael, from right to left, or from east to west, until the city of Akai. Akai is more or less northwest. But there was still one strip that continued higher up than Akai, the Oilei Bavel had control over, and that's until Kiziv. So when we say one challah, because it's Eretz Yisrael proper, that's the entire width of Eretz Yisrael, until Akai. But you still have a strip going up even further north, higher up, until and including Kiziv. That's what the Mishnah means, Me'eretz Yisrael, V'ad Kiziv. Chala achas, one chala. Now, the second kind of land in Eretz Yisrael is where the Oilei Mitzrayim had that land, and they gave it Kedusha. But the Oilei Bavel did not. Let's touch the words carefully. This is how the Batei Nura touches it. Me'kiziv v'ad hanohar. If I'm in Kiziv, and let's say I am traveling north, so I would turn right to go east. I'm going east of Kiziv, or the strip that goes up from Akai to Kiziv. I will come to a river. In that area, or if I'm traveling from Akai north, coming toward Kiziv, and I turn left. Then I would head to the mountains of Ammon. So whether it's Mekiziv ad Hanor, because from Kiziv I went east, or it's from Kiziv until Ammon, from Kiziv I went left to the west if I'm traveling north. In this area, shtei chalis, you have to give two chalis. What's this two chalis? Midrabanan, there's a chiyuv to separate challah here, even though it doesn't have kiddusha from the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. But because it doesn't have kiddusha from the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, it automatically gets a certain tumah called tumas eretz ha'amim that Chazal declared on chutz la'aretz, because you never knew where someone could be buried. They weren't marked off. So on the one hand, the Rabbanan said we should separate challah here, but on the other hand, the challah kind of automatically becomes tumah. So the Kohen can't eat it. So it has to be burnt, the way any challah tumah would have to be burnt. The only thing is, people growing up over here will say, oh, you know what you're supposed to do with challah? You have to burn it. They're not even going to chop. They're really supposed to give it to the Kohen. That's why they were misakin a second challah to be given to the Kohen. So then people are going to concentrate. They're going to say, what? Oh, the first challah was the real challah. Normally I would have given that to the Kohen, but I can't because it became tummy. That's why it has to be burnt. But I see, Taka, there's a second challah to give to the Kohen, and that's to remind us that really you're supposed to give challah to the Kohen. The child's going to ask his Rebbe, why do we give two challahs? And he's going to explain it to him. Now, in this area, where there was Kiddusha during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, but not the second Beis HaMikdash, we say, Shel Ur Yesh Lashir. The first challah that's burnt, that you're mechuyev to give me Ikar Adin, that Rabbanu were mesakin to give challah here, that has to have the Shir of Rosh Hashanah. How much challah do you have to give the Kohen? So we said already, a Baal HaBayis has to give 1/24, a baker 1/48. So when you separate two challahs in this land that the Ohel Mitzrayim had, but not the Ohel Bavel, the first one is the real challah that the Rabbanu were misakin, that has to have a shear. But the second challah, which is only to remind people that really challah is supposed to be given to the Kohen, for that there's no shear. Now, really, the first challah is also not min ha'tayr, it's also midrabanan. But it looks like min ha'tayr. After all, people remember this land once had kiddusha, and when Mashiach will come, Be'ez Hashem Yizbech, will have kiddusha again. So therefore, we're going to stay with the halachis as if it was challah min ha'tayr, and therefore you need the shir. But the second challah, which is only to remind us that really it's supposed to go to the kohen, with that you don't have to have a shir. Now let's go to the third area. The third area is mamish chutz la'aretz. Not during the first Beis HaMikdash, not during the second Beis HaMikdash. Did they even have control over that area? Did they give any Kedusha to that area? So, min ha-Nohar, min ha-Mono lefnim, we teach it where the Batanura learns, coming up from Akko, going up to Kiziv. So higher up than Kiziv. Or, if I turn right to the east, and I go past the river, from the river and on. Or traveling north, I turn left, west, and I go past the Ammana Mountains, all the way out. There too, where it's mamish chutz laretz, shtei chalis. You're also obligated to separate two chalis. Mimafresh two chalis. Achas l'or, here too, one is for the fire of achas l'kayin, one is for the kayin. But here it's the other way around. Shalar, the one you're going to burn, ein l'shir, has no shir. Just take off a drop. It's not a deraisa de kachala. It's not based on a deraisa. It's mamish chutz laretz. The shalakayin, the one you're giving to the kayin, nu yesh l'shir, here there should be a shir. Why? At least let the Kohen have what he needs to eat. Let him have a respectable amount. Wait a second. And closer to Eretz Yisrael, I don't want the Kohen to have a respectable amount? That's not the point. We don't want to make this person, we don't want to be machmer on him twice. It's enough that he's giving two challahs. So once it's with the shear, once it's without the shear. So in the previous case, where we're talking about areas that once was Eretz Yisrael, and Bez Hashem Yisbrach will be Eretz Yisrael, so it's based more on a deraisa, so the first challah, which he has to burn, that has to have the shear. The second one is just to remind us, you're supposed to give challah to a kohen, that doesn't have to have a shear. But in this case, where it's all derabanan anyway, it's totally in chutz la'aretz. It's not like any one is more chashivas than the other one, so I'd rather give the shear, I'm not going to make him take off the shear twice, I'd rather give the shear to the kohen. Furthermore, this first challah that we separate in chutz la'aretz, which you have to burn in the fire, that's only when you don't have a kohen who's allowed to eat it. So, for example, utful yom achla, a kohen who toiveled himself from a certain type of tum on that day, but he's waiting for the sun to set, he can eat that first challah of chutz laretz. Even though he's not completely tahar till the sun sets, it's okay. What about in Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, no. Real challah, he can't. Has the same din of truma. Remember the first mission in Brachas? That's when after the sun sets. But for challahs chutz laretz, it's fine. As long as he titled himself, even if the sun didn't set yet. And this is only if it's a tumma that came out of his body. But if he became tumma from an external source, in other words, let's say he touched the mace or touched the dead sheretz, then he can eat challahs chutz laretz, even if he didn't titled himself at all. And by the way, if I have such a client that could eat it, I don't have to take off a second challah. It's only because I'm burning the first challah. So I want to give a second challah so people shouldn't forget challah is supposed to go to the kayin, not to the fire. But if I have a kayin to give it to, I'm going to give it to the kayin, and it should have a shear. We've got a lot of different shitas over here, but we're trying to stick with the batinur's pshat. Rabbi Yossi says, ain't it tzarech tefillah? According to Rabbi Yossi, even this kayin that's a balkari, that means that the tumma came out of him, he doesn't have to tevel himself at all. Never mind, he doesn't have to wait for the sun to set. He can eat this challah. It's challah's chutz laretz. It's not real challah. So basically, as the Tosfos Yom Tov points out, Rabbi Yossi is saying that in chutz laretz, you never need two challahs. Because we said before, as long as you have a kohen that could eat it, there's no need for a second challah. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you always have a kohen that could eat it, because you don't need tefillah. Vayter zok the Mishnah v'asura. Now, these words, v'asura, from here and on, is not a continuation of the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. We're going back to the Shita of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama. They hold, even in regard to Chalas Chutz Laretz, there are some restrictions. A Kohen whose Tumah came out of his body has to at least tovel himself, even if he doesn't have to wait for the sun to set. And you should know, Vasura, it is also Asur. The Chalas Chutz Laretz is Asur, according to the Tanakhama, Lizavim or Lizavais, Lenida Leyaldais. Zavim, Zavais, Nida are all different types of tumah that can come out of a person. Yaldais means after a woman has a baby, as you remember from Pashat Tzriya, for some time she is tameh. But again, this is all according to the Chacham. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a problem. Even a tumah that comes out of a person's guf would not stop him or her from eating chalas chutz laretz. And finally, two more kulais, two more leniencies when it comes to chalas chutz laretz. V'necheles imazar l'shulchan. It's mutter for a kayin to eat challahs chutz laretz on the same table that a zar is a non-kayin, who's eating his meal. We're not worried the zar may, by mistake, take some of the challah, which he's not allowed to eat. Ordinarily, if it's not just challahs chutz laretz and there's a din, like we explained, just like you can't eat milchik and fleishik, two people shouldn't eat milchik and fleishik on the same table unless there's some kind of a hecker, something to remind them. You shouldn't nash from each other. Same is true. A kain and a non-kain shouldn't be at the same table when the kain is eating truma. But if it's chalas chutz laretz, it's not a problem. And another kula is that v'netenes l'chol kain. You can give it to any kain, even a kain who's not makbid, to eat his chul and his regular food, b'tahara. Normally, we only give truma and chala to a kain that's careful to eat all of his food, only when it's tahara. Because if he's not makbid, somehow the truma's going to get tummy. The Batanura explains, we don't mean to say you have a green light to give it to any kain. You shouldn't mamish give it to a kohen on ma'aretz. But we're being makel, he doesn't have to be on the madrega that he eats even his chulin b'tahara. Do we do this today? Do we separate two chalas and chutz laretz? Bizman hazeh, every dough is considered not to be tahar because of tumas meis. So they separate one chala in Eretz Yisrael, 1/48, that's the shear, and they have to burn it because it's tummy. As far as chutz laretz is concerned, there are shitas that hold. You should separate two chalas, one to be burnt, one to be given to a kayan. However, the Rama says, you can take a look in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simen Shin Chaf Gimel. He says, Bizman Ezeh, you only separate one chala all over, and there's no shear, and you burn it. Meaning that no chala is eaten even in Eretz Yisrael, so in chutz laretz, we're not asking you to take off twice, you just take off once and you burn it. And the Rama says, V'chein Hagin, that is our meaning.